Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play. Here comes Carlson right down the wing, sends it across, they score. 9 seconds in, Sidney Crosby.
Dan Dunleavy on the call. Yeah, you just heard it. Not that long ago, a few seconds ago, 9 seconds into the overtime, Sidney Crosby, the game winner. It's our goal of the game tonight. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. 5-4 Pittsburgh wins it. Time for our save of the game. It's brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers.
Dewar with a pass, and the one-time chance by Hollander is stopped. Dewar with a good feed for Hollander with the shot. Nolichari will play it back to the point. Brunick with a shot. That one off the post. A chance right in front for Brunick again, and it's stopped by Georgiev, who's had a busy start here to this third period, but keeping it to 4-2 with a little help from his friend, the goalpost.
Combination goalpost and Alexander Georgiev, 16 shots in the third. I know he probably would not like to know that he let up two in the third, but nevertheless, that's our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. 5-4. Well, Sabres didn't finish the way they wanted in that game, but probably by tomorrow morning we will have forgotten about it and moved on, and it's regular season time. Game number one that counts for real in the standings coming up Thursday night at home, and that's a 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. We're going to get to Paul Hamilton and his thoughts just in a few minutes, but let's get in our final stats here next, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Final shots end up in favor of the Sabres, 32-30, but in the third, very one-sided in favor of the Pens, 16-8. And the only shot of the overtime goes to Pittsburgh. So 32-30, the final shot totals in this one. Faceoffs, the Sabres 52% to Pittsburgh's 48%. The power play, Buffalo in this game, 1 of 4. They started the game with an early 4-minute power play and could not score. It remained Buffalo not getting a goal until the second period of this one. But in the end, the Pittsburgh power play goes 2 of 3. Block shots, 15-14 in favor of the Pens. Hits, 28-17 in favor of the Pens as well. So there are some of the team stats individually for Buffalo tonight. Zach Metsa, Jacob Bryson, Alex Tuck, Peyton Krebs, Yuri Kulik, all plus twos in this game. In terms of ice time, Bo Byram led the way, 26-18 of ice time. Tage Thompson and Alex Tuck each had 5 shots to lead the way for Buffalo in this one. So there's a look at some of your stats as Buffalo, and again, falls in this one by a final score of 5-4, but the preseason we can wipe away and move on to the regular season. Let's get to our 3 stars now. Our Blue Star Home Services 3 stars. Your heating and cooling experts, get ready to prove on your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. 3 stars, Kulik from Buffalo, 2 goals, star number 3. Raquel from Pittsburgh, he had an assist and a goal, 2 points in this game. He's star number 2. And then Sidney Crosby, who had the game tire and the game winner, Crosby is star number one. Again, we want to welcome Blue Star Home Services to our Sabres Radio Network coverage. We appreciate it. They will be bringing you your three stars each and every night throughout the regular season. All right, we'll get some tweets coming up as we'll get connected with our fans in just a little bit. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today and scoreboard. But first, Paul Hamilton. Paul, it's the preseason, so we won't dwell on this too much, but after a very nice second period, I'm sure Lindy Ruff was happy with, I'm sure the third and the overtime is not what he wanted to see in terms of whatever taste in his mouth he's going to leave with himself here to end the preseason.
It doesn't matter if it's the regular season, if it's the preseason. How many times in that building have we seen the Buffalo Sabres do the same thing over and over and over and over again? I have seen this team blow 2- and 3-goal leads constantly in that building, constantly. And usually Sidney Crosby is right in the middle of it. I mean, it's just blows me away how many times I've seen it. I can't even count how many times I've seen them blow 2- and 3-goal leads in that building. And they did it again after four really good minutes. Pittsburgh played 20 minutes and won the hockey game and overcame two-goal deficits. And all they had to do is put in 20 minutes of work. They were awful through that whole game, especially in the second period. Awful. And, you know, I as much as I haven't really liked Georgiev in the preseason, can you fault him on any of that? I mean, not really.
No.
I mean, he actually made some decent saves. He faced 17 shots in 20 minutes of play, 20 minutes and 9 seconds, and made some great saves. Buffalo had a power play. Pittsburgh, it was after Norris got hit in the foot. Buffalo had a power play, and Pittsburgh had three phenomenal shorthanded chances that he made some good saves on. So as much as I really haven't liked his preseason, I can't get on his back for what happened in the third period to him.
Yep, I would agree. Yeah, I mean, this team, obviously, Paul, you know, I would think come opening night, we're not going to be sitting here talking about what happened here to blow this lead. But a pattern of knowing how to handle thirds and closing out games last year was something that we did bring up. They actually, remember last year, Paul, were pretty good in the first period. They figured out something that had troubled them for years, which was how to start games you know, not the best. They figured out they were better last year, but they didn't finish games strong. And, you know, I don't know if this is just another reminder, and maybe it can serve as a good reminder in some sense. I guess, you know, we always say, is there some lesson to be gained from something negative? Well, maybe Lindy Ruff can use this and can rattle off all the games last year that they didn't finish strong. And this can serve as maybe one final reminder before they go into the regular season that they do have to play all the way until the final horn goes.
Yeah, now they did play 40 good minutes, but I don't want to lose sight of the fact either that they didn't have Dahlin, they didn't have Power, they didn't have Samuelson, they didn't have Kesselring. Pretty much had all the – they didn't have Benson, but other than that, they pretty much had their forwards. Didn't have Greenway, didn't have Lukanen. So I don't want to lose sight of that, you know, that
– yeah.
A lot of what they tried to rebuild wasn't in the lineup for this game for whatever reason or the other. So, but still, even without all those guys, I mean, on the other side of the coin, they played 40 really good minutes and pretty much dominated the hockey game and had a 3-1 and 4-2 lead. But, you know, without those guys. So, I don't know. I can't get too crazy and say, well, they didn't have those guys and that's why they blew the lead and whatever. Yeah, it would have been helpful to have those guys, but they've blown leads in that building with those guys. Well, not with Kesselring, but with the rest of those guys in that building many times. So it's just it's not what Lindy Ruff, the first 40 minutes is what he was looking for. The last 20 was not. He has got to straighten out his penalty kill. It was awful in the preseason, and it's something that they really have to figure out because, yeah, maybe their power play might get better, and they had a power play goal from Zucker in this game. But Pittsburgh scored two third-period power play goals to tie the hockey game, and they got him quickly. So it's that they got to find a way to improve this penalty kill. Lindy Ruff has 6 days to do it.
All right, Paul. So how about the schedule? What is you mentioned during the intermission, for those that maybe didn't hear it, they have this retreat for this weekend and then practice Monday. Mm-hmm. What is, in terms of maybe roster decisions, do they have to make? Is there some sort of deadline with that, or can they take it right up to Thursday's face puck drop?
Yeah, it's usually Tuesday at 5. You have to be down to 23. I know there are games on Tuesday, so we'll see if it's – I have to look. So they – you know, Komarov, I think, was just up as a reward. I don't think he would be staying. He'll go down. I think Johnson will stay. We'll see. We'll see when that happens. I think Johnson stays, and it'll be interesting to see once they get all their defensemen back. That's the thing. You know, when does everybody get back? According to Lindy Ruff, he's expecting everyone pretty much back, you know, and ready for the regular season, except for Kesselring and for Lukanen. If that's the case, you know, then, you know, we'll see what they do with their defensemen and how they're going to do the 23. Right now, they're not going to have to keep 3 goaltenders, because you can IR Lukanen. You can IR Kesselring, so there's two spots that would normally be in the 23 that aren't going to be. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they do with the roster. Rochester usually has some preseason games coming up. I don't, at the top of my head, have when their preseason. They usually play a couple, and I imagine it's going to be this weekend that they're going to play, but I don't have them right at the tip of my fingers right here. So the Amerks will have, you know, some preseason games coming up, and not a lot, but a few, and then they'll get ready for their season too.
All right, Paul, well, we appreciate all your coverage throughout the preseason and the training camp, and we will get a chance to follow you through the course of the week with practice, and then I'm looking forward to seeing you in person on Thursday for the opener.
Yep, sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
All right. Game 1 of 82, Thursday night. Paul and I will be downtown. We'll be at Key.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bank Center, Sabres, and Rangers for the opener. We'll get connected with our fans in a moment, but first, before we go, we want to get to the scoreboard next. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Kind of a light schedule tonight in the NHL, only a couple of other preseason games going on. They're after two in Chicago, Minnesota with a 3-2 lead on the Blackhawks. End of one in Calgary, the Flames a 3-1 lead on Winnipeg. There are two games just about set to get starting at 10. Vancouver hosts Edmonton, and Vegas is home for San Jose. One game in top 25 college football tonight. Number 23 BYU will host West Virginia. That is at 10:30. Baseball playoffs tomorrow, and some good ones. Looking forward to these matchups. All four of the divisional round playoff series get underway. Game one in Milwaukee, the Brewers will host the Cubs. That's at 2 o'clock. At 4 o'clock in Toronto, the Blue Jays will host the Yankees. That again at 4:08 tomorrow. Really looking forward to that one from Rogers Center. 6:30, National League, the Phillies will host the Dodgers in game one of the NLDS there. And then 8:30, the late game out in Seattle, the AL West champ Mariners will take on the Detroit Tigers, who, of course, just advanced past Cleveland in that opening round. Also tomorrow, UB football is at home, 3:30 kickoff. They are 2-3. They'll take on Eastern Michigan. All right, there's your look at the scoreboard. Time now to get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. And TJ, I'll let you answer this one here. TJ Luckman, our network producer here. Sabre power play, if it doesn't improve, is there any way that they can make the postseason? That's what I got that question for. So I'll let you answer it. What do you think, TJ? Is the power play again, throughout the preseason? If it's just is that going to ultimately be another reason why they don't make the playoffs? Or can it be just blah for them to make it?
That's a tough question. I would say no, if it's coupled with what the penalty kill looks like, and they still can't get consistent goaltending. Those are three things that troubled them last year and might trouble them again this year if this is what we're seeing.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, you know, Pittsburgh getting two power play goals there in the third. I mean, that's not their power play, but that's their special teams. Remember last year, TJ, 5-on-5, the Sabres were excellent in terms
terrific.
Of goal scored.
Great team.
And
one of the best.
Yeah, they were one of the best. So I guess ultimately just wish for 5-on-5 as much as possible. I mean, I am definitely one that complains that there should be more penalties called, but I guess in terms of it equating to Sabre success, I guess any night that the officials swallow the whistles and it's 5-on-5 for almost the whole game, maybe that's the best recipe for the Sabres.
And does it even feel like they're trying anything different on the power play?
No, it looks very stagnant. Now, again, the full unit has not all played together. Like, you know, there was no Dahlin out there tonight. We know
sure.
It makes a difference. But what did we say about that? You know, there has to be a ton of movement. There has to be guys in front of the net. They have to have quicker puck movement. All three of those things, at least that come to my mind instantly, were issues last year that they didn't do very consistently.
Nope. So, not something I've seen improvement on, but they decided they didn't need to do anything with the coaching staff that could have improved that metric. So we'll see what happens.
That's right. Yeah, the coaching staff, including assistants, including the head coach, all the same. Richard, appreciate that question on Twitter. You can always send me your thoughts after each and every game at BrianWGR. Feel free to give me a follow throughout Sabre season. We'd love to have you here. Again, getting connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. All right, so the preseason is over. 5-4, Pittsburgh wins it in overtime. Crosby ties it and wins it in OT. But we can erase the records for whatever that was worth. And the Sabres will start for real Thursday night, 7 o'clock. We'll have the coverage for you. Myself, Pat Mellicaro, Paul Hamilton will be at the arena. Of course, Dan and Rob will have the call. And we'll be with you throughout pregames, intermissions, and postgames for all 82 games. With that, we'll say goodnight here just before 10 o'clock. I want to thank our crew tonight. TJ Luckman, our network producer. Kyle Powell, our social media. Tom Maddy, our engineer. Paul Hamilton, our reporter, Mike Chopin, the Bulldog on the pregame, and of course our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Kulzel, the final again from Pittsburgh in overtime. Pittsburgh 5, Buffalo 4, preseason comes to an end, and we'll talk to you live from KeyBank Center Thursday night. The regular season starts with the Sabres and the Rangers right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.